The Nevada Museum of Art is sponsoring a new global project that will send an art satellite into Earth's orbit. It'll be the first satellite sent to space for purely artistic purposes. Reno Public Radio's Noah Glick went downtown and chatted with museum spokeswoman Amanda Horn to learn more about the project, dubbed Orbital Reflector.
So I guess let's just start off. Can you just tell me about the project?
We are working with the artist Trevor Paglin to produce the first ever sculptural satellite to be launched into outer space. Trevor Paglin has actually launched a satellite into space before, but it's in geosynchronous orbit. When he was doing that, he really started to think, well, you know, what about doing a satellite of my own that serves no commercial purpose, serves no military purpose, serves no scientific purpose, but truly to make a satellite that is quite honestly the opposite of every satellite that's ever been built.
What's the significance of that, of doing it solely for art and for aerospace engineering?
Well, Trevor Paglin is very interested in questioning these institutions and technologies that surround us and that we sometimes either take for granted or just maybe don't question enough. As we become a more tech-dependent society, a more connected society, you know, we're putting satellites into space. They're all around us. You know, the government has them. We depend on them for our telecommunications. It's important, he thinks, as humans, to sort of pause and take a moment to consider what we might be building and doing. And in this case, really, it's a moment to turn our attention toward the night sky and really just reflect on our humanity.
Let me ask you, I mean, I think a lot of people, they look at science and art almost being separate schools of thought. What's the significance of sort of merging those two together?
Yeah, for some time now, the Nevada Museum of Art has been at the forefront of STEAM education. You know, it's one thing to have STEM, right? We all know how important STEM is and what that is. But when you remove that art and design-based thinking component from it, you really lose the ability to have a holistic approach to problem solving and these creative solutions. And I think we have gotten too far into the weeds where if you were doing something so mechanical, but without that art piece, you're really not producing innovators, the innovators of tomorrow. That's where that art component becomes so critically important. Art gives you permission to look at things differently, to think about things differently, to look at the world in a different way than science does. And so when you have these two disciplines come together, you really not only have a greater story to tell because you've enhanced your ability to tell that story in a meaningful way, but you've also then provided a platform to consider true innovation and true creative solutions to some of the greatest things facing us today.
I want to ask really, like, who do you have to partner with to kind of make something like this happen? You mentioned there's the aerospace engineers. I mean, are you working with other agencies then too? Like, is NASA going to be involved?
It's an interesting question, Noah, because truly, obviously, we had no idea how to approach this when Trevor came to us. We need somebody with aerospace knowledge and who's a seasoned, you know, industry veteran who can help us navigate what we need to do here. So that's been a really important component. We had to find the right engineers to build the satellite, right? So the satellite itself is a CubeSat. CubeSats are pretty small when it comes to other satellites. We had to find somebody to build that. And we also have to find somebody to build the balloon. So what will happen when Orbital Reflector gets to space? The CubeSat comes out of the rocket, the balloon inflates, and the balloon itself is a 100-foot-long diamond shape, which is a highly reflective structure. And then you have to get a ride on a rocket, so you use a space broker. Who knew that there was such a thing as a space broker? But there is. And then they will broker the flight on the SpaceX rocket.
When is this thing going to launch, and how long is it going to be in space?
So we are scheduled to launch next spring. We don't have a firm date yet. We'll launch from Vandenberg Air Force Base, so we know it will launch from Southern California. It's anticipated to be in visible orbit for about 2 months.
Amanda Horn is the Director of Communications for the Nevada Museum of Art. Amanda, thank you so much.
Thank you, Noah.